to the Kufe Beis. Kol Mishesh Magas, it's a Ruach, Shkina Miela, the Salaf. So we're talking about the issue of Gassas Ruach of Gaiva, and the Gemara goes through multiple different thoughts, different drushes from based on Sukkim about how the Torah looks at this Gassas Ruach. We can't live together in the same world. Now, so that means, what it means is that the person, as it were, sort of moves himself away from that spot where that person is. So he's able to create a void, that's for Shalom, of the presence of the Shekhinah. Comes with his presence, it sort of like around this person, it sort of like steps away. What's there for one Arbeim? Shlomo Mendel, he said that Mendel said that none of my view, you know, went to Kaddish Kedashim. I'll make a list of multiple different, there's 11 different ones, what the air was. That's the rites, they all have in common that it's an element of Gaiva. So why is Gaiva Mechayev the Misa? So he said like this, the word says that, Russian says that both of us can't dwell in the same place. So Russian says, fine, you know what? I'll be Mavater. I'll move away. You stay here. The Russian says, there's one place in the world that I'm not Mavater. It's my spot. You come in here, it's me between me and you, I'm winning. So another people walk into the base of Mikdash, into the Kodesh. With Gaiva, the Russian says, I'm sorry, we can't both be here because we can't dwell together in the same spot. I'm not leaving. That's how he's Mazab shot in the story over there. Al-Kaponim, so he says over here that the Bershom, so this person is as it were, undermining the whole function of the Bria. Because the whole purpose of the Bria is to find the presence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Bria. So obviously the Shekhinah is Menyel Elas Alav. The Shekhinah is going to wail and going to bemoan that the person became totally, he lost all function of human being. So this is the word Berura. So it's very clear over here. Tachlisenu Be'olameinu, the purpose is Lagia Lidei Kirbes Elokim Shiyash Shekhinah. The goal is to get that connection with our Creator. Gas ruach machti esem atara hazoi. So the gas ruach misses the target because when he's focused on himself, that's why that's the element of the gas ruach. He's focused on himself. He's not focusing on the shekhinah which is there. A shekhinah kreva rak lemakor nivru usot. The person who feels that he's a creation feels a creator. But a person who in some way is not being margish now, so in some ways it sounds like a very, you know, we talk about finding the Shekhinah, you know it's something, a very holy thing, right? It's like, you know, sort of like, you know, totally like removes our focus on our needs, so totally removes our focus on my role, etc. It sounds pretty depressing to some extent. This is the goal. At the same time, you know, we want to make an argument on the other side that this is the challenge that a child has. We spoke about this idea. On the one side, the child feels a tremendous connection to their parents. They rely on their parents. They feel secure when they're with their parents. They feel a need to have the parents. And they want to feel that they're by themselves and they don't need the parents and they can do it on their own, etc. And there's a constant, like, you know, back and forth in the child. Right. So, okay, you know, that's an avoidant. The problem is the guy only feels the side of independence, never feels the need for the parents. He's a foolish child. He's not aware of his reality. Well, I'm busy seeking out my goal in life. Right? You're busy seeing your goal in life and being unaware of your reality. Now, So if the reality all it conveys to you is negative, I understand that. Being aware that we're a Nivra as well, so that I'm a nothing. Being a Nivra means you have a Bore, you have a connection to your Bore. It's the most secure place in the world. It's that state of being totally aware that you have a powerful father taking care of you. That's not a bad place to be. And it's not such a hard thing to think about. We try and do it three times a day in Shemoneh Esrei, you know. Rav Volber writes in Chelik Beis, that a bachur should not work on gaiva. I mentioned this before. They should not work on overcoming gaiva. Since a person needs gaiva, gaiva is what pushes the person to believe in himself and to believe he can accomplish it, to goals, etc. Because I'm a somebody. So you need gaiva. Elamai what? He says, but gaiva is a horrible thing. Because I'll have this whole list of horrible things about gaiva. So he says that the three things which we have, which naturally allow us to overcome gaiva. So Shemitah Ben Chochavim, right? When you're with a Talmud Chacham, you know, you become aware of what a human being can be. And you know, if you're honest with yourself, you say you're not there. So that sort of like helps it puts you in focus where you are, where you're not. Not that you're bad, not that you're horrible. There's a lot more to go. So like, you know, don't get overly pompous about who you are. Good. Learning with the Harusa is a process which creates Hachmah when you realize your Harusa is right and you're wrong. We spoke about that multiple times about the ability to sort of be happy that we figured out the pshat. The goal isn't me versus you. The goal is Emes. So the third thing is active tefillah. What is tefillah? Tefillah is human being comes, stands in front of his creator and asks. So what are you saying that you need from somebody else, from a being that you don't get them yourself? There's nothing wrong with that. We have mitzvah seder aisa, mitzvah rabbanon. So come to our creator once a day, three times a day, rabbanon, two times a day, three times a day, rabbanon. And to stop for a moment and think about, Rosh Hashanah, I can't do it myself. So, halavai shi'is fellow kolayar, which means halavai the whole day. We should be aware of that. We can't do it ourselves. That doesn't mean we don't believe in our abilities. The Rosh Hashanah didn't put us here for a reason. We're not negating our function, but at the same time, we're being aware of our nivros. It's hard, but it's not hard. Like if we think about it, you go back 100 years ago, 200 years ago, where everybody believed in a creator. It was like, it wasn't hard. We live in a society where we don't feel with our hands. I just saw Balatanya this, quote from Balatanya this week. Right? He says, tshuva sounds like it's a very hard thing, tshuva. He says, let's say I'm standing in a room and I'm looking for somebody. And the person's like right behind me, facing away. Or he's facing towards me. I never turn around behind me. So I look this way, I look that way, I look forward, I move forward, etc. I never look back. I'll never find him. But he's right behind me. All of those, just turn around. That's true. Just turn around. Krishna was right behind you. He's right there. Like you have to find him in this distant place. You have to climb Mount Everest to find him. He's right behind you. Just turn around and find him. That's why it's called tshuva. You turn around. You return back. You turn back. That's how he touches. It's a gorgeous piece. Right. It makes it sound so easy, right?
What does he mean?
Right. But the fact that we're a Nivra is not... You don't need rocket scientists to figure that out. That we're a Nivra. Right? The fact that to be Margaret, that we're a Nivra, that we're vulnerable, we don't have abilities, and we need to come to a being which is greater than ourselves, that should be something which is, we say three times, we damashvah three times a day. It should be our mamash, part of our regular lechem. Right? So that's all you need. Now, it's not, yes, so that creates security, that creates awareness, etc. It also creates sometimes a feeling of stifling a little bit. So you have, that's the child going back and forth to both sides. But to deny the reality, That's the Gassus Ruach. The Pashtun is like totally that never the focus. Like, you know, it's a stam. He's missing a whole element of his of reality. But if you're Makar Nivrusa, he's right there. So Barshim can't be with him. But Nebuch, the whole goal of life was you know, the famous support. Who do they say from the when one of the Chassidus about the game of hide and seek? You know, talking about. There was once, you know, I remember who was with the Rishiner, I think it was. That he was walking and he sees a little boy crying. So he asks him, like, what happened? He says they're playing a game of hide and seek, and he went to hide, and nobody came to find him. Like, you know, they had a joke in him, nobody came to find him. So he hid, and nobody came to seek him. So he says, ah. It's Mamash the Shkin, the Barsham Cradle World, where he hid himself. The goal is to seek him, to find him, and nobody's looking for him. So the Shkin is, me, yellow, this love, his Shkin is crying. That's what he said. You know, the whole purpose of the world is the hide and seek game of finding a Kurdish border for the breed. That's the whole purpose. Right? And this guy, Mamash, he lost the whole function. He's totally dysfunctional. It's, you know, so we see a person who's Nebuch, who's in some ways disabled, physically disabled, mentally disabled. The Pashim's a Nebuch. We should have 10 times more Rachmanis than the person who has a Balgaiv. He's Mamish, he's Pashim disabled. He's dysfunctional. The whole property of the Bria, he's missing. So he's totally dysfunctional in this world. So we have to get him to therapy. We get him to physical therapy to help him learn how to be functional. But as much as it's a Nebuch, Shkina sits there and cries. Shkina doesn't cry about a person who's physically disabled. Shkina cries over the person who's Balgaiva, because he's mamish, like, not functioning. Gasur Shaino Mispatal the fun of his birth. Khaibar Alumukhilani. See, he lives in a world which is it's a very sad world. It's a very secular world. In that world, there's this fight for life, right? Like this the fight, which is cruel. There's no rachmanis, right? You know, go back to the old primitive days, the law of the jungle, the survival of the fittest. You know, that there's no rachmanis over there. It's cruel. You know, quote unquote, nature is cruel. Right, the guys on Mount Everest, it's Rachmanis, you know. But you know, yeah, but the thunderstorm is going to the snowstorm is going to come and blow them off the mountain. It's Nebuch. It's cruel. Yeah, there's no Rachmanis over here. The world where you kilu, there's no bere. The world is cruel. Third, he's busy. He's always you know, trying to get ahead and take care. Umutzvan, and he's depressed. He places that with trying to be goya about his abilities. But at the same time, he realizes he has no power over the world. So, what's the solution? You know, so the solution is you take some type of something which helps you not to think. Some people do it with alcohol, some people do it with drugs, some people do it with power, some people do it with money, with women, with food, with games, with, right? But just don't think. Because you think, pushing, you got out of your mind.
Work.
What?
You know, work onto that.
Work, right? You know, anything you can do not to think about, like that you're living in a world which you have no control over, and it's pretty sad. Like, you could be the most powerful person in the world. The next minute, the guy can have a heart attack and be, you know, crippled the rest of his life. Be, you know, can't even take care of his bodily functions, and he's totally in some, you know, mean aid without the mood of pinning him up. And he sits there dirty for 2 hours. You're the richest guy in the world. Tough luck, you know. There's no rachmanis. Right? Don't think about it, because you think about it, it's like it's too overwhelming. That's the solution. So you anesthetize yourself, you know. So some people do it, but the mamash take alcohol and they get physically, they physically fall asleep. And some people have a wakeful sleep. right? But it's wakeful sleep. They're asleep. So that's a pretty sad place to be. Kol avatosha meyehem. The opposite is also true. Mi she'ein b'gasas ruach. Person who doesn't have the gasas ruach. Which means he realizes his nivraos, and he realizes Sashkina Mekrayim Elav. The Mamash, he feels close to the brush was right there for him. I can live with him together. I Mamash can be Mamash together with him. Dor ima barlam ken adam roya kedusha mashkocha b'maisa b'chase Hashem b'chachmas barlam. He sees the chachma, he sees the chesed of Hashem barlam. Siyata d'shmaya b'chol shehu poyne. He's constantly aware of siyata d'shmaya. So, where somebody else sees frustration and attempt to get ahead and not being successful, people getting in his way, he sees Hashem walking with him. And that's like a wonderful feeling. So the Pasha, you have a choice to living in the two different worlds. Mamash, you can live in two different worlds. He writes in later on over here, he says, you know, parenting never teach their kids how to deal with Mechemes Achai. He says he doesn't know about any word which is as treif as that word. Mechemes Achai. Mechemes Achai is predicated on the fact that there's no burial. It's totally living in a world where there's no shkin. There's no presence, there's no warmth, there's no love, there's no care, there's no nothing. All there is just me against the world. And it's the saddest word you could ever say. That's what he writes later on in Shardalit, one place. So you think about it, it's so powerful. So why would you want to be a Gas Ruach? I mean, it's not logical. It's totally not logical. We live in a society which is totally illogical. The same way that they don't see Shekhinah B'chlal, they don't believe in the Creator. You know, even though theoretically any generation which believes in the Creator should be our generation. Right? I was just listening to Rabbi Kiva Tatz. Sheer, you know, recording from him, and it's like he said the amount of things which go wrong. He told me something about, you know, the tisach yom acharon, a woman can laugh at the day of death because she lived through it already. She lived through childbirth. Childbirth is mamash a ma'isa misa. He says that the process of the child coming out, when the child comes out, right? Chazal said that you know, when the child's in his mother's stomach, everything which is normally open is closed, and vice versa. There's a hole in the child's heart. There's an artery which takes blood away from the body. The lungs are shriveled. And within 3 minutes after the child is born, the hole closes. The lungs expand. Right? When the child first comes out, the child turns blue. The child is dying in front of your eyes. He says, the process of a woman giving birth, he says, the amount of things which could go wrong, that lulling a woman could bleed to death, are mind-boggling. So it says a person walks in, has never seen it before, he's not trained in, you know, medicine, etc. He walks in, he needs therapy the rest of his life to be able to recover from it. He sees people dying in front of him. He says it, and next thing you know, there's a mother and there's a child. Like, you know, it's like, it's mind-boggling. Somebody told me, so I mentioned this, somebody told me, so he once asked the person who's an OB, you know, says, does he ever get bored of delivering? He says, bored of delivering? Each time I give birth to a child, I'm a sunny spoil from the fact that it worked out right, because I know all of this could go wrong. I've studied all of that. Each time I get more and spoiled that it works. I'm more ecstatic than the parents. Right? So we live in a society which people. I once was talking to a doctor. He says to me, he says that any person who believes in evolution has to be a stark raving madman. He says the amount of level. He says, you know, he was talking about describing some. Process in the cell, and the cell deals with breaking down some proteins. So the process can be multiple stages. Each one by itself is worthless. So they all happen to evolve at the same time. like, wow, that's like cool, like really, you know, like it hundreds, if the order is off, it doesn't work, and the body can't absorb that protein, and the whole body is dysfunctional. Like, how did it happen? By itself? You gotta be out of your mind. People are out of their mind. The Russian created the ability not to see. Right? Walter Katz says that the Bershom's Magal Masecha Hashem Moedom Kamach Shemasecha. The Bershom's machshavas are very deep. It says the deepest machshava the Bershom could have is the possibility of Ishbar Lo Yenda. The Bershom created a world which is possible not to know. Because otherwise it's not Bechir. But that's the biggest mystery of the whole Bria, that the Bershom is able to create ability not to know, because it's impossible not to know. It's impossible. And the Bershom made it possible. That's the biggest godless of the Bria, the Pasuk says. The Ishbar Lo Yenda. Moedom Kamach Shemasecha, the deep depths of the Bershom's machshava, the biggest Kiddush is that it's possible not to know. You have to be a fool not to recognize it, right? And we live in a society where they recognize it. It's the saddest thing. Our society, any generation, has so much more information available to them to understand the hair godless, right? The hair they can measure now the difference if the orbit of the sun would be of the earth would be off, the gravitational pull would be different. We would be burnt to a crisp, or we'd be flying out into outer space. Be freezing to death, right? And that sweet spot, the Russian created, like, you know, no generation was able to measure that before. We can measure it. We know exactly. Yeah, wow, it's such a good coincidence. Right? That's what we come up with, these stupid lines. Instead of feeling the warmth of the Bershom's love and care, that the Bershom cares about human beings to the point that he created such a niflidic abria, the teller, it's a blimo, that's mamash what it is. And mamash, you know, if we would just absorb the depth of that understanding, we walk around with such a warm feeling of care from our Creator and see his hashkacha constantly. So we're driving down the street and the guy gets in my way. So what do I think? The guy's in my way. That's all we think of, you know. You know, think of that Bershom has a purpose for you, and that he has a goal for you, and that right now he needs you to slow down, you know, because he needs you not to get there too early, or he needs you not to get there, or he needs you to learn to be patient. He needs you to learn things. I just was learning Mishabur tonight. So also Mishabur. Mishabur brings the mice of the Bzalman, the Bezdin, the Rav of Hamburg. So he was on his way to davening, and somebody walked over to me. He has an opportunity to sell him some very, very precious stones. You know, he wants him to come to the house to show him. He says, I'll come back after davening. So davening comes back, and he sold it already. So he was Sameach Simcha Gadol. He was Zeicha to lose, and he says it was Kama El Alofim Reish Tes. Reish Tes were Rhinish tailors. Taylor was a very large coin. There was the red Rhinish tailors, that was the type of a size of a coin. That was one of the larger coins. Kama Lofim, the guy made a profit. The person who bought it said and resold it made a profit of thousands of these coins. His reaction was simple gedayla, the exactly to be able to spend that for tefillah b'tzibur. Right? What our reaction?
Davening.
What?
We
do the Ayin Tomer project by the Suda now Friday nights.
What's that?
So, the Son of Atlantis has started a project called the Ayin Tomer Project. They send each week a newsletter about the situation. It has a Torah about Ayin Tomer looking in the world in a positive way. And it has a scenario which is difficult. And you're trying to think of different ways how you can look at it positively. And then you have the answers you have suggestions from last week's case. Right? So you walked into the store and you needed something for your Sheva Brochas, and then it's happening tonight, and you have to press your in-law, blah, blah, blah. And you know, the most important thing that you need, you come back to the car, it's not there, you go back in the thing, the guy says, you know, I'm sorry, he won't give you a refund, he won't give it to you another, you know, he won't, you know, he doesn't believe you, and you have to go search the whole store and find it again, and you know, blah, blah, what do you do? So my wife says, okay, so let's change the scenario. So Eli Rangel walks into Maznayim and he buys his favorite sefer. He's waiting for years and finally republished it. And he walks out to the car and he realizes it's not there anymore. Right? He goes back inside. He says, I'm sorry, I don't know what I'm talking about. This last copy of the sefer, and we sold it to you. You owe us the money. We're not giving any refund. And tough luck on you. Look at Ayin Tomer. You've got to say the case in the right way, my wife says it. You know? It's, imagine this, the guy lost. He lost an opportunity to make profit of thousands and thousands of, you know, of these coins. You're talking about, you know, equivalent probably losing $100,000 profit that he lost for Shachas. And he was happy, you know. Because what's the other option? If you're supposed to, you know, the Bereshim runs the world, and the Bereshim gave opportunity to be able to be aware of his presence, and the Bereshim takes care of you. What are you worried about? And if you're not supposed to get the money, you're not getting the money either. It's like, so what's the problem? We lose the warmth of his kiss. The Bereshim is kissing us all the time, and we don't even feel it. And then we feel depressed and frustrated. And so the solution is anesthesia. Okay.